looked at how a leader handles not only the good times, and we've had good times, but how a leader deals with turbulence, crisis. When you can see the waters beginning to get a little rough.
In his written evaluation of her performance, Sharp called Bean's handling of the county budget unimaginative. Today, he said some county programs may have received unnecessary cuts.
I believe, looking at this budget that we have, thinking back to when we had the room filled with individuals upset about cuts to areas that we knew full well, whether it's aging services, animal services, my gosh, parks, that it's not only your job to you know, look at the budget cuts. We all know, my gosh, we're going to have uncomfortable budget cuts. But then to prepare, to coordinate, to have the dialogue and discussions that we started having.
Only two other commissioners, Rose Ferlita and Kevin Beckner, completed written evaluations of Bean. Both had their criticisms, but said they believed she should stay. Ferlita read part of her detailed written evaluation out loud.
Pat's leadership has in some cases shown cracks. Leadership demands two things. You as the leader do the very best you can at that leadership, and more importantly, you acknowledge the mistakes or bad decisions you have made as quickly as they are detected and move on. Citizens almost applaud individuals in public service when they feel they have legitimately tried, but do acknowledge shortcomings and commit to do better. Earlier in this year, I pointed out to Ms. Bean that she had violated administrative code by inappropriate promotions. She expended great energy in defending her decision as opposed to taking measures to correct it that very moment.
Bean, who has worked for the county for 30 years and under her current title for 6, defended her performance with a long list of her successes, including what amounts to an excellent credit score for the county.
The job description that I think is perfectly clear, but I think what we can say with a great deal of pride is that this county government is recognized across the state of Florida and across the nation as a model for other counties in many ways. And one of the things that is the most telling about how well this organization operates is our AAA bond rating.
She said that in order for her to carry out her job description, which carries an annual salary of about $254,000, she needs more streamlined direction from the Board of County Commissioners.
I need for you as a body to give me some direction that I've not had in the past several years.
Bean later said that she typically works at least 12 hours a day and has devoted much of her life to serving Hillsborough County.
I'm usually here 7:15 in the morning, and I don't go home till 7:15 at night, and I take work home. My life has been, a large part of my life has been committed to this government. So yeah, it's a relief to know that I have an opportunity to still try to make a difference here, because we have come so far. We are just so far ahead of so many other governments.
Sharp later said that he was not pleased with his colleague's decision to keep her on.
There's a lot of concern. There's uncertainty. And yet they weren't willing to take that step. And I'm going to respect the rest of the board, but I just believe that when we're at a time like this, an economic environment, a budget environment, where people are losing jobs, where the whole community is looking for leadership, you've got to go for strong leadership. And I've said from the beginning, my concern with Pat has been her vision, her drive, her desire, her passion to take it to the very best level. And we haven't gotten that. And so I'm not satisfied.